What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hi.
So another show, another day, correct?
That's right.
All righty. So I'm going to talk today about some homeowners issues or homeowners policies. We just could talk about things we see every week that we go out to see. And sometimes we see things that are pretty horrific, don't we?
Mm-hmm,
and I don't want to talk about that really, you know, because we have, you know, fatalities, we've got lawsuits, things that we see could be really bad to depress you.
Mm-hmm.
But at least on the homeowner's policy, at least for the damage to a piece of property, we can replace that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't replace somebody's life or somebody's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if somebody's disabled or, you know, health, we can't really do anything about that. But it is kind of depressing sometimes when we think about the things that we do see being an insurance agent.
Mm-hmm.
We had talked previously about landlords and tenants, and I didn't really get to wrap up what I was going to talk about last week. So just to recap, we had talked about, you know, if you're a landlord, you want to have a dwelling fire policy. Mm-hmm. If you're a tenant, you want to have an HO4 renter's policy. The landlord is the lessor of the property. The tenant is the lessee. Actually, I went back and listened to my show. I said it backwards last week. Yeah, excuse me for last week. So, do you remember the show Happy Days, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Who was on the show Happy Days?
The Fonz. Yes.
Do you think the kids these days would know who the Fonz is?
Probably not.
Would he be cool today?
Probably not.
No. So, back when we were growing up, was he cool?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so the Fonz was cool. Do you remember?
It's Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, yeah. So, he was like the gold standard of being cool back when we were growing up in probably in the 80s, correct?
Late
70s, 80s.
Yeah, 70s, yeah.
Who else was on the show Happy Days?
Oh, was it Fonzie and I don't remember.
I can remember.
Cunningham's.
Okay, Richie Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham.
So he's doing pretty well today, right?
I'd say he's doing okay.
Yeah, so there's Richie Cunningham. And then who else?
His mom and their dad. And
which was Mr. and Mrs.
Cunningham.
Cunningham, mm-hmm. Okay. And you remember?
Joni, his sister.
Oh, there was Chachi. Remember them?
Chachi.
Yeah. He was Chachi.
That was Scott Baio. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a popular show. Now, do you remember where Fonzie lived?
Yeah, in a garage apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about if you're Mr. and Ms. Cunningham and you're Fonzie.
Yes.
What kind of insurance would you need?
Mr. and Ms. Cunningham would need a landlord's policy.
Well, or on the homeowner's policy,
right.
They need to have a, you know, other structure.
Right.
And this would be...
Oh, you mean specifically to their show. Okay. So yeah. They would definitely need a detached structure.
Oh, you're thinking about what the TV show would need.
Yes.
No. I'm talking about... This is all make-believe, by
okay.
the way. So
yes.
the TV show would need workers' compensation. They'd
right,
need general liability.
Right.
They'd
like, okay.
Yeah, they need... Yeah, but we're talking about just the...
generalization.
We're pretending that Fonzie's actually a real person.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he's a real person, just playing a person.
Yeah, so he plays a real person on TV. So Mr. and Ms. Cunningham... Probably have a homeowner's policy, correct?
Mm-hmm. They do.
And
they should.
They would need probably to adjust their coverage B building. So what you've got is you've got a, you know, let's say you have a house and you do have the garage apartment. You're looking at when you have a homeowner's policy, you get 10% for, quote, other structures. That's what's coverage B. Coverage A is your home. Coverage B is other structures. So 10% of $200,000 is $20,000.
Right.
That's not going to cover most garage apartments, it won't cover a garage apartment. You can't build something for $20,000.
Right.
So they're going to need to raise that limit up. And then there's an endorsement called HO 48, which is additional residence rented to others, and that will give liability for, you know, the tenant being there, and also if they had any kind of guest over, if somebody came to the house as a guest. Now, Fonzie, what's he going to need?
A renter's policy.
A renter's policy.
Which would cover his belongings, his own things he owns, his contents.
And his personal liability.
And liability, yes, of course.
I don't think Fonzie had a dog, did he?
I don't remember.
I don't think you did.
It's been a long time. I haven't seen that in days.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody's seen that show. It's probably, how old do you think you have to be to watch that show? Probably our age. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, we saw it growing up, but so if you have the Fonzie apartment, that you would need to have coverage for both being a landlord and also a tenant. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to talk about today. Is we were out this week on an account, and there's so many times that we go out and we see these other outbuildings that don't have, they're either not insured at all, or there's not enough coverage.
Right.
And so this is one thing that keeps your agent awake or concerned, is what we call the coverage B building. Because it's kind of a trap. I mean, you have the house insured properly, but you don't have the coverage outside for any kind of other structure insured properly. What kind of other structures can you think of, Kathy, that somebody might have?
Well, they have an outbuilding, a shed, a barn. Sometimes you consider it like a dock or a, fencing, stuff like that. You can do different things under other structures part of it.
Yeah, so a pool could be one, a dock.
Yeah, pool,
pavilion. Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of anything else.
Retaining wall. Just that, I guess.
Yeah, anything that's not,
attached to your actual structure. Mm-hmm.
So
a garage
is pretty prevalent. Mm-hmm. Now, if the garage is attached to the house by a breezeway, if it's all attached, then that's considered
part of the house.
Mm-hmm. But if it's a detached structure, that's going to have to be addressed in your insurance policy.
Well, the big thing to consider is when you have your coverage on your house, like say it was $200,000, that's your coverage A amount. You have a percentage of that to cover your other structures. And typically what we find out is there's not enough money to cover the other structures when you start totaling it all up. That's the problem we have. So the other structures can be a big, huge problem when there's a claim, because we were not aware, because you get an automatic like 10% of the actual coverage A. So if that would be $20,000, and you have a barn, and you have fencing, and you have an outdoor shed, I mean, that's not going to replace that. So that's something that we're concerned about when we're talking to different people, because they don't realize it.
Because we don't want to be in a situation where somebody's outbuilding is destroyed.
Right.
We saw one this week. I mean, it was probably a $60,000 outbuilding.
Right.
And we're working on giving them an option to insure it.
Right.
But it's, a tornado comes through there and wipes them out, then they don't have the enough coverage.
Or it catches on fire.
Yeah. It is a concern.
The whole point of having insurance is to replace, to get you back where you were before there's a claim. And if we don't even know about it as agents, licensed agents, then how are we supposed to insure it for you? That has to have, the insured has to be able to communicate that to their agent so we can handle it properly.
I like going out and putting my eyes on a piece of property.
Yes.
Like we did this week. We all made pictures. We inspected it.
We did.
We know what's there now. Yes. And it's just, you don't want to miss something. You'll be thorough being an agent. Mm-hmm. You can buy a policy online. They'll send an inspector out. And I don't want to disparage people that are inspectors, but have we had really good experience with inspectors?
Not necessarily. Yeah.
They're in a hurry. They're going to the next inspection. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you this week, Gavin Lost Kathy, is Mandy had one over in Hayesville. When inspectors going out to somebody's house at 8 in the morning, they not even called them or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to show up at somebody's house unannounced 8 in the morning.
Well, if we know about it, we usually contact the customer, but we're
We didn't know about it until the inspector called our office and say, hey, that we know somebody's in our night turning the door.
Well,
that's probably because it's 8 in the morning and you're showing up unannounced.
Right.
And the guy was kind of a jerk, really. I mean, I think that's not good. And he said, well, our insurance carrier says we can inspect from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And that's not good.
Yeah, but if you call them and give them a heads up, that would be
the right thing to do.
Yeah. Or notify the agent so we could tell them that. I mean, if we know, we'll definitely contact them.
But be as it may, it's important to have an inspector come out or
absolutely
your agent come out, because, what we do is we'll take pictures of the property and we'll store that in our computer database electronically, mm-hmm, so we'll have something to go on if something does happen.
Right.
So we're going to be back after the break. We're talking about homeowners today, talking about other structures coverage and why it's important and what you need to think about with it. And my name is Mark Moore. We're Kathy Moore on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore. I'll let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc. And we are located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hayesville, North Carolina. Our location in Blairsville is across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We are located in the actual South State Bank building in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank, associated with the bank, but we're actually in the building there. You can come by and see all of our agents there, Ashley, Joanne, Cindy, and Greg, for your insurance needs here in Blairsville. Also, we have a location in Hiawassee on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace red brick building there, right next to the hospital. You can come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our main office, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. You can come by and see us. Mark and I are there, always there at that office. We start our day there typically and go to the other ones as well. Come by and see all of our agents there to see and help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. Our another location is located in Murphy, North Carolina, which is on Highway 64 as well. You go past Arby's on the left there. Come by there and see Velda and Heather. They'd like to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And lastly is our last location. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located right between the United Community Bank and the Burger King. We're right there in that building there. So come by and see us there in Blue Ridge to check us out there to help you with our insurance. And also you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can also check out all these podcasts, all the radio shows. If you've missed one, you can check them out there as well. And of course, like us on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So today we're talking about other structures, and this is people that have maybe, you get a coverage on your home. Mm-hmm. And then what's often missed or underinsured a lot of times is the other structure coverage.
Correct.
And you get 10% of your homeowner's value for another structure.
Right.
And $200,000 house, you get $20,000.
Right.
$20,000 a lot of times is not going to cover what other people have out in the yard or
especially
out on their properties.
Today's age, yes.
Yeah. So we talked about, I guess we've been kind of silly a little bit, talked about, you know, the show Happy Days, and you had Fonz living in the other structure and what kind of insurance you need there. Also got thinking, other TV shows, I guess, when it comes to insurance. Would you insure Bo and Luke Duke, Kathy?
No, I would not.
Are you sure?
They would not be a good risk.
I'm sure they're getting their insurance canceled any day.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure.
We put them with Progressive, I guess, if we had them insured, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's think about just things that we see. I mean, this is something we saw this week. You know, you got other structures that need to be raised or insured for more. Then you got also the occupancy of another structure.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's occupied just as your personal storage or your, you know, your garage or things of that nature, then that's perfectly okay. What happens when you cross over into perhaps a business, Kathy? What's that going to entail? It's on your property. Let's say that we're a, maybe we're a utility contractor, a grading contractor, electrician, and we have like a home-based business there, and you've got maybe an office in that other structure, and also you've got your equipment. What's going to happen on your homeowner's policy?
It's not going to cover that.
More than likely, you don't have the proper coverage.
Right.
Because you've just crossed over into a commercial realm.
Instead of residential, yes.
Yeah, so what you would need in that situation would be a commercial property coverage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a grading contractor, if you're a electrician, plumber, any type of arson contractor, and you had this type of structure, you're probably already carrying general liability.
Right.
So all you got to do is just endorse or add another line to your what's called a package policy, and you would add the property for building
right.
and contents.
On the commercial side, yes.
Yeah, so that's mm-hmm. how you would do. That's pretty prevalent as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to things that you may own personally, I think people live on a lake, you know, a lot of people have very nice docks on the lake.
Mm-hmm. And $20,000 if you had a $200,000 house. They probably won't have a $2,000 house. They would have a more...
Probably a half a million dollar house. $750,000 house.
Yeah, and some of those docks can be more than that. Plus, you know, they've got all their toys and stuff like that, so...
We had a house insured, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago where the dock was destroyed by wind. And I don't think it was ever really talked about or even thought about until after the fact. Mm-hmm. And my recollection was we had the house insured for $300,000, and it turned out that we had $30,000 a dock. And I think we sort of just barely squeaked by where I think the recollection was the customer was not quite put back. He wasn't happy, I don't think, with the claim, but he got this $30,000, and I think we kind of, it was okay, but it wasn't ideal. He may have needed a little bit more coverage.
Right.
So that's a good example. About,
but with today's day and age, with everything costing so much for to build anything or to replace anything or even get to supplies, everything's gone up. So we know at this point that 10% of what's your coverage A typically would not be enough. So
no.
We need to definitely talk about that with your agent, your local agent, to determine what you need.
And what if you don't have another structure? Okay, like I just have a house. I don't have anything.
Right.
Well, why am I paying for other structure coverage when I don't have it? What
it's
do
included
that?
With the policy. It's just part of the policy. It's 10% of the, I mean, if you have something, if it's a fence or whatever, it's going to be covered.
Most companies just go ahead and give you 10%. It doesn't change your premium either way.
You can't take it off.
I think we have one company now that does let you do that. Mm-hmm. But what if you go to Home Depot and buy a $5,000 storage building?
Right.
Then, you know, you don't have any covers. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to think about adding that on their policy, more than likely. Mm-hmm. So it does give you a little protection there. And it doesn't, they don't charge you any more premium for having the other structure covered.
Right. It's just included. I've had people actually come and say, I don't want that. I don't have anything. And I'm saying, I'll call them, but I'm telling you, they won't let us do it. And every time, no, you can't do it. It just comes with the policy. Yeah. So
we have had people look at that and not be happy about it. Now, what if we got another structure and we have this happen too? Say it's down the road 2 miles and you've got, you know, maybe you've got some land and your house is on, but your other structure is down the road 2 miles. Other structure coverage generally, well, just HO3 policy, it's only going to cover other structures at your resident premises.
Correct.
How do we fix this issue, Kathy?
Well, if it's a piece of land or something like that, we can extend liability to it.
Okay. But what for the other structure, though?
Then we would have to have another location for that.
So some companies now are allowing you to do this, mm-hmm. but you have to let them know. And we do
so
have...
What the 911 address is, what structure, what's the value of the structure, all the specific square footage, whatever. We have to know all that for it.
You can add it.
Yeah.
Years ago, we had a gentleman that had a aircraft hangar. It was for his plane. Mm-hmm. It was away from the house. It was other structure. It's like everything that's just not done correctly.
Right.
And it was on this homeowner's policy. Well, he had other structure coverage, but it was not going to be covered because
the premises.
Well, not only that, but it was because the occupancy of it. Mm-hmm. An aircraft hangar is not going to qualify for other structure coverage under a homeowner's policy.
Right.
There's only several exceptions to a quote business being there. It could be maybe a studio, an office, or sometimes even a hair salon could be one. But that's something you let your agent know because your policy may or may not cover it if there's some kind of business being written in there. But it surely won't cover anything heavy duty. I mean, it's going to cover like an office, maybe, things of that nature.
Or if you're doing eBay and you're keeping all sorts of stuff in there, you need to make sure we know about that, too.
We've had that claim before,
too.
Yeah,
we've had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was another structure. That was actually in the house that we had
the
big flood.
Yeah.
So it's important to think about, you know, what you have. It's never a big deal until something happens.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody thinks about it until after the fact, and that's when you don't want to be thinking about it. You want to think about it before the fact. And if your agent's out there inspecting your property and looking at things that you've got, that certainly is a good thing because things get glossed over a whole lot, don't they, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. They do.
So, I mean, I hate to know how many other structures we have out there that need to be raised. I would think it'd be considerable.
Right.
And all we can do is ask the question. You know, we're trying to be more proactive about contacting our customers, ask them what they have and if they want to add coverage on certain things. So think about it. Think about your structures. Think about how it's being used. And think about calling your agent and making sure you're properly insured with your other structure.
Right.
That's the tip for the day, right?
Yes, the tip of the day.
Okay,
yes.
We'll be back next week on WRB Talk of the Mountains on our show, Peace of Mind, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.